Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Becoming Mom and Dad podcast. Sorry we missed a week, but we really didn't have too much content to talk about, and we kind of just wanted a week off, so don't be mad at us. Today, we'll be going over weeks 33 and 34, and this is episode 20, and I'm here with Kaylee, and I'm Skylar. So, Kaylee.
Happy November.
Yeah, happy November. We decorated for Christmas today like crazy people.
So. Yeah, but November is one of our favorite months because both of our birthdays are this coming week. And we do all the Christmas things and we start our Christmas traditions in November, especially this year. November is going to hopefully be pretty relaxing for us because it's our last month without a baby. So.
Plus, we kind of had to decorate early because if we wait any longer, we'll be decorating around the possibility of
going into labor at any moment. So, which we decorate this early pretty much anyway. I think this might be technically the earliest we've done it, but usually by my birthday we've at least started. So, and my birthday is in 6 days, so we only are about maybe half a week earlier than we usually are. But we got everything done except for we have to actually put the ornaments on our tree, and Skylar has to finish his little Lemax village that we have started, that we have somehow collected a million pieces for already. So we're going to be doing that. But as far as baby, so last week we were at 33 weeks. Baby was the size of a pineapple, which when I think about a pineapple, I feel like that's just really massive, which I mean, I guess it is.
I wonder if it counts like the stems on top.
It does. It counts the whole thing. Counts the top to the bottom. So she's about 17.3 inches long, which when you think about it, that's like well over a foot long. So that's still long.
It's bigger than a Subway sandwich.
Yeah. And then she is 4.8 pounds just about. And then if we go into 34 weeks, so where we are now, she is the size of a butternut squash, which I guess is even bigger. She's closer to 18 inches long and she's just over 5 pounds now. So she's getting bigger and bigger by the second, and I'm getting bigger and bigger by the second, so that's super fun.
But she's still the best-looking pregnant woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, okay. But last week, she started to be able to detect light. She had a fully formed brain by last week, so she's a smart girl. And then she is getting stronger bones now. If she were a boy, she would have descending testicles now also, but she's not, so we don't have to worry about that.
Thank God.
Yeah, literally. But as far as baby, she's been moving, I feel like, a lot stronger, like keeping me up at night stronger and just all the time. I also can feel her, like, I used to be able to feel her kind of like on my left side or on my right side or at the bottom or at the top. And now I feel like she's so big, I just feel her everywhere. Like everywhere I poke from, I can feel her. So she's just taking up all the room in there. That last week, the only thing we really even had last week that happened was I started noticing this like pelvic floor pain and like pressure. And I have, you know, I was kind of worried at first. So I called my doctor, and the on-call nurse basically was telling me to go to the ER because she thought I might be having contractions, which I knew in my mom intuition that I was not having contractions. I was like, I'm pretty sure I would know, which plot twist, I guess a lot of people don't know when they're having contractions because my mom, all she had was like a slight cramping, like less than period cramps. And she didn't know she was in labor until she went to the doctor and they said, oh, you're this many centimeters and there's baby's foot. So they had to do an emergency C-section and I was out within 20 minutes of her arriving at the hospital. So I guess all that to say is not everybody knows they're having contractions, but I was pretty confident I was not having contractions. And she just kept telling me, you know, if you're concerned and you have any worries at all, you just need to go to the ER. And I was like, well, I just don't feel like I need to go to the ER. Like that wasn't my gut feeling. I just, you know, I was having pressure and I think a lot of it was just from walking around so much at work. Like for like 3 days in a row, we were pretty busy at work and the last couple months we've been slower. And so I've been just, you know, used to like casually walking around, waiting on my tables. It's not that serious, but I've been having to hustle the last like few shifts I've done. And I've noticed after a few hours of like really walking and moving around quickly, like it's just starting to cramp up like kind of right where her head is. And so that was why I originally called. I asked her, I was like, you know, can I just sit at home and wait for the pain to go away? And she was like, I can't tell you to do that. All I can tell you to do is go to the ER and get checked out. And she basically said they would just hook me up to a monitor, see if I was having contractions, tell me yes or no, and then send me home. So I didn't want to do that. So I went home, I rested, and of course the pain went away. It happened again the next day when we were busy. Went home again, it went away. Which I will say, the pain is pretty, like, not intense, but like it's just like it makes it harder to walk. Like I feel like I start waddling a little bit because I'm like trying to avoid.
It's like a tightness. Sounds like
a yeah, tight. It's like a muscle. It almost feels like a muscle's tightening, like or like a pulling of like a. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like I'm limping a little bit and it's like just hurting. But then as soon as I sit and stop walking on it, it goes away. And so at my doctor's appointment this week, which I had, I brought it up to her, and she basically was like, oh, that's just your baby pulling on your round ligament. And she basically said that that's going to keep happening if I keep, you know, overworking myself, but that it's not going to cause me harm or, like, do anything bad. She just said you can either deal with the pain and do it, or if you want to try, like, a maternity belt, you can try that and see if, like, it'll lift some of the pressure off of your uterus, or she said just basically to stop working. So I cannot afford to stop working. We're not getting paid for leave, so I have to work as long as I can. So that's what we're gonna do. It's really not that bad. I've just kind of shortened my hours where I'm only waitressing like 4 to 5 hours at a time, and I think that'll be helpful. So I'm not putting a lot of pressure on myself for an extended amount of time. So
we're kind of in like a minefield of symptoms now at this point in the pregnancy, because it's like there's so many symptoms that are just her being tired and her body being strained from carrying this large baby, but they're also like, but it could also be something serious maybe.
I think I might have had Braxton Hicks yesterday. I don't really know, because like I've said before, like I've never been pregnant, so I don't know what any of this stuff feels like. But I did feel what kind of felt like a contracting pain at the bottom, where it felt like my uterus kind of stretched apart, and it lasted for like 10 minutes and then it went back and then it went away. And I was like, oh God, like I literally started being like, am I going into labor? Like, this is terrifying. But I like looked at the phone and like wrote the time down, and then, you know, of course nothing happened after that. I do think the baby has dropped some, so my stomach looks like it's hanging a little bit lower, and like I've said, I can kind of feel her getting lower, which like is normal at this point, so I'm not really like concerned about it. I'm just kind of like, she's kind of getting ready to come out, I guess, and I can feel it more. But as far as like the doctor's appointment, like I said, I mentioned that pain to them. They said it was, you know, not a big deal as long as it's not, like, bothering me. The only thing they said to really watch out for was, I feel like all over TikTok and Instagram and everywhere else, like, people always tell you, like, oh, you need to go, like, look for this, look for this, look for this. And, like, people always talk about, like, oh, getting your mucus plug, like, falling out and all that stuff. Which, like, if you don't know what that is, it's basically, like, a snotty, like, substance at the bottom of your uterus. And when you're about to go into labor, oftentimes it will fall out and you will see it. Like, you'll feel it or you'll see it. And basically, a lot of people think that when that comes out, you're going into labor any minute. I asked my doctor. She said that's not true because it can regenerate. So if it's not time and it does fall out, it'll just make a new one. So it's not like that's not a true telling sign of labor. But then some people, you'll ask them and they'll say, oh, yeah, I dropped my mucus plug. And then 2 days later, I gave birth. So it's just like hit or miss, I feel like. So she told me not to even worry about that. She said the only things I need to keep on my mind are if my water breaks, obviously go to the hospital. And if I start feeling like a contracting pain, to start timing it. And if I start noticing consistency and the time period is getting shorter and shorter, then that's where I need to go to the hospital and get checked. And she did say, since I know about my mom's, like, you know, not feeling contractions, she said that only thing that really affects that is like pain tolerance. So she said clearly my mom just had like a high pain tolerance threshold. And so she was like, if you know that you might be the same way, then just kind of like, if you feel period crampy, like go ahead and start timing it out. And maybe my contractions just won't be as intense as they are like in the movies where people are like, you know, freaking out. So now that I'm aware of that, basically anytime I feel any sort of like cramping or pulling over the next several weeks, like I'll just start timing them, making sure it's nothing to worry about. I did finally get some answers on like my anemia. So I've been talking about how I was worried about having to get iron infusions and stuff. And this was frustrating. So at my last appointment, we told you about how I went and they finally did my iron level recheck, and then they never called me back. And basically my iron levels had gone back up, but they still weren't in like the good range. And so I brought it up to her again, and I was like, you know, your office tried to call me and like re-diagnose me with anemia and send me on iron pills, but like I've already been doing that, so like what's the deal? And she pulled it up and she basically said that like my levels have gone back up from where they were the first time I went in for my anemia. And she said as long as they keep going up, we're good. And I asked her straight up, like, so if they don't get any higher by the time I deliver, are we going to have to do infusions? And she said, at the level I'm at right now, unless they just plummet to, like, really low, then we're good. Because I'm basically right underneath that, like, in the clear mark anyways. So that made me feel a lot better that, like, I can basically deliver as is and not have to worry about the anemia anymore. Obviously, I'm still going to take my supplements, but I'm not, like, super, super concerned about it like I was before. And then the only other thing was, all of my infections I got were gone, but they did notice my urine had a high pH, which I asked her if there was like any everyday causes that could cause that. And she said not drinking enough water, which to be fair, I don't even think I had a sip of water like for 2 days at that point. So I was like, I just need to be drinking more water. I'm really bad about drinking water. And she also said that there could be some kind of like E. coli or like kidney infection or whatever. So she was going to just let it culture and then let me know if anything came back. So I'm still kind of waiting to hear from that. But she didn't seem too concerned about it, so I'm not too concerned about it. But I think that's it as far as the doctor. I didn't end up asking her about like any pre-labor stuff to do because I think I'm just gonna kind of like let it ride out on its own. I am gonna drink, I did start drinking raspberry leaf tea, which has been like not proven, but like it's been looked at as like a method to increase, like the amount of time that it takes to actually go, like not increase, what am I saying? Like,
decrease,
make it faster, labor progresses faster, so you're not in labor for as long, and it also helps prevent like tearing when you're pushing. And as of right now, I still have no indication that I'm going to be having a C-section, so I'm just trying to prepare my down there for as much as possible. I am going to start taking primrose oil, probably not until closer to 37 weeks though, because that can actually induce labor. But it does help soften the skin and like make it easier to stretch. So I'm going to start doing that. But the raspberry leaf tea, it's like known as a tea to help with the reproductive system in general. So also I found out you can use it for period cramps. I didn't know that. And so I'm definitely going to keep it stocked up in the house now, as just like a pain management in general. But I'm taking that, and then I'm probably going to start doing exercises on the, what's like a yoga ball that I got a couple weeks ago, but that's just really to open up the hips and get the muscles more prepared to like help push and all of that. So that's really all I'm probably going to do. I might make Skylar start giving me perineal massages, which I think we've talked about that before, like maybe a long time ago. I don't really remember, but basically it's him putting his two thumbs in and stretching it out. So my skin has a little bit more stretch to it and elasticity to it. So I obviously can't do that myself, and they actually do make perineal massagers, but they're expensive. That it makes it to where like you can basically do it for yourself instead of having to have someone do it. But I feel like Skylar is at least somewhat willing to help me out with that, so I'm not too worried.
I think it's
about
a little TMI.
Well, it is what it is.
But yeah, we basically had, with these little pains she's had, we had to kind of like, not really serious, like, oh crap, we need to go to the hospital, but we were kind of like, oh, are you going into labor early? So that was kind of fun at the time to be kind of considering that.
It definitely scared me into wanting to have everything done. So I know we've talked about how by the end of October, we wanted to have the nursery done, which it is completely done now. We have everything we need now. Everything is prepared. I have done all of my postpartum preparation. So, and I feel like, ladies, you might want to just look into it yourself of what you want to have. But I got recommendations from online, from friends, from people of what to have. So I have my, you know, obviously basically adult diapers, disposable underwear, my thick pads, my ice packs, the witch hazel, the healing foam, all the good stuff, the tux like pads, which if you don't know what any of that is, just Google it and you'll find it. But you can search anything online of like what to have for postpartum. I have my peri bottles ready. Basically everything I'm going to need for after postpartum, I have it set up in my bathroom, and I have a backup of everything in my closet out here. So that way when we come home from the hospital, I don't have to be sending Skylar to the store to buy me adult diapers and crap.
And shout out to our friends, because we had a few people who had had babies somewhat recently give Kaylee a bunch of that stuff that they had left over, so that was nice, because we have, like, I mean, we're stocked on stuff.
Basically, all of it is, if you need to look it up, but basically you want to, they show you how to make videos on, like, how to make your diaper situation, and you'll put the diaper down, then the pad, then the ice pack, then the foam, then, like, the witch hazel pads, and then you'll spray Dermaplast, and then you'll wear that for, like, however many hours until you have to change it, because obviously you're going to be bleeding a lot. There's going to be a lot going on down there. So I've heard from most people that I've talked to be prepared to kind of, like, be in that trench for, like, 2 weeks of, like, recovering for myself, and give or take, depending on if you tear or how badly you tear. I've had friends not tear at all, and then I had another friend at my baby shower told me she tore pretty much all the way, and that she couldn't even really walk or do much, like, the first couple of days. So it really just depends on your body and how you give birth and if you have any bad rips or not. They do stitch you up while you're awake if you tear, so if you don't know that, now you do. So just hope that you don't, and do everything you can to kind of prepare your body so that you can try to avoid that. I have had a friend recently who said she didn't do any preparations at all, and she pushed for less than 30 minutes and had no tearing. So I think, honestly, a lot of it is just, like, your body, too. Like, you can try to do as much to prepare as you can, but at the end of the day, if you're meant to tear, then I guess you will, and you'll have to deal with it at that point in time. So, but I think the almost going into labor thing kind of just, like, made us realize, okay, we need to get everything done. So I went on Amazon. I ordered everything I needed for the hospital. I ordered everything I needed for postpartum and for pre-labor, and I bought it all. And we finally have everything. The only thing we have not done is actually physically packed the hospital bag, which I was going to do this week, but we didn't get some of the stuff in from Amazon until yesterday. So I'm going to do that probably tomorrow or Tuesday. But I have everything that we need in Gemma's crib right now, and I'm going to take the suitcase in there tomorrow and pack everything up. And then pretty much once we do that, I'll pack her diaper bag of what we need for her at the hospital, like her outfits and stuff, and then we'll be good to go. And probably in the next episode, I will make a list of what I actually packed, and I'll go over that because I don't really have it finalized yet. But I know people talk about bringing their own stool softener, because apparently the first time you go to the bathroom after you have a baby is really hard, because you use the same muscles that you use to push, and it's very painful. So a lot of people recommend buying a stool softener, because a lot of hospitals won't have it to give it to you, or they just won't give it to you. So I've heard from quite literally everybody I've talked to bring my own. So I do have that. But I'll go into more of that once I actually pack that next week. We got all of her bottles and pacifiers washed and sanitized. We got her little kitchen station set up in the kitchen with her sterilizer and her formula dispenser and all of that. So we're good to go there. Her bathroom's completely set up. We installed the car seats this week. Like I said, we hung up the mirror in the nursery, finished up everything for that. So there's really there's nothing left to do to prepare except for pack the hospital bag. And I think that's it.
And it was funny, because when we had, like, the couple moments where we were like, oh, like, could this be labor? It's like, it made you realize that one day we're just going to be at home or at work or something, and you're just randomly going to be like, oh crap, I got to go to the hospital. And it's just like wild to think how it's just going to happen, like, so, like, spontaneously. Yeah. And like nonchalantly, like, it's
unless
weird.
For some reason my doctors say, like, hey, do you want to be induced at 39 weeks? I might consider that, just because people have talked about how induction, some people say it's, like, you know, painful and that the Pitocin is not fun, but then some people say induction was, like, the best thing ever, because they could, like, plan around their work, tell their boss when their last day was going to be, stuff like that, because they knew when they were going to be going to the hospital. So I haven't really decided yet. I think I'll decide if I want to do that, more of, like, if they offer it to me, I'll think about it, but, like, I'm not really going to be pushing for that necessarily. So we'll see. I have a prediction that her birthday is going to be November 29th. I think I'm going to go into labor on Thanksgiving and give birth the next day. So that's just my prediction. I don't know if that's true or not, but that would be putting her at about 10 to 11 days early. So, you know, we'll see. So
it was funny, because actually it was yesterday was when we had where she thought she might've, like, felt a contraction or something, which we might've been the Braxton Hicks or whatever. And She said Kaylee said her first thought when she thought if she was going into labor now was that Gemma's going to have a birthday right in between ours.
No, or like right literally if I would have gone to labor yesterday, I more than likely would have given birth today or tomorrow. And that would have meant that all three of our birthdays would have been within the same week period. Like between Sunday to Saturday, we all three would have had a birthday because Skylar's birthday is Thursday and mine is on Saturday. And I was like, we cannot all three be stacked up on birthdays in the same week. And right now she's supposed to be a Sagittarius. And if she comes in the next couple of weeks, she's going to be a Scorpio. And I don't know if we need to have three Scorpios living in the same roof, especially when she becomes a teenager. That sounds horrible.
And then my first thought if she was having birth was that, my boss was going to be really mad at me because I help him cover the election on Tuesday night. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that.
And I said, he's going to have to get over it because if I go into labor, then that's just it. I just go into labor. So I just, like I said, I've said it before, but I would be happy with her coming a little bit early because the more recovery I can do before Christmas, the better. But I also don't want to, I would love to still be on maternity leave going into the first of the year. So I kind of want her to come like right at the tail end of November.
Plus the Christmas time will be a really good time to be recovering because everyone will be just...
At least I'll be happy. I can watch Christmas movies and drink hot chocolate.
And everyone will be giving you food.
Yeah, and I can just like, it'll be like a... I just feel like, you know, postpartum is so hard and I've been trying to mentally prepare myself for it already. And I just feel like, at least if it's during the holidays, like people have talked about like, the difference of like the newborn stage, like moms who have had babies like in December and then like in other months of the year, they say at least if you're getting up in the middle of the night to like feed your baby, like your Christmas tree's on. Like at least it's somewhat, it brings a little bit of like magic to the dreadfulness of the newborn trenches. So I'm just like, you know, Christmas has always been a thing that's made me pretty much in a good mood for a month straight. So I'm like, if I can embrace that right when I'm in the worst part of postpartum, then that'll be really great. So the more Christmas time we can soak up, the better. Obviously I still want a few more weeks to like chill before all that happens, so we'll see. But I just think, you know, if Skylar takes his first, you know, 2 weeks off, if she comes right around, you know, the end of November, that'll pretty much push us to Christmas, and then we'll have like the whole Christmas season as like a family of three to kind of like really bond with her and, you know, spend our first holiday season with her as like new parents.
Yeah. We're definitely in the home stretch now. And it was funny because I was telling Kaylee the other night that we went to bed and I was like about to be asleep. Like I was like drifting asleep. And then all of a sudden I just like, it popped in my head. I'm like, there's going to be a real infant in our house in like a matter of weeks. And all of a sudden my like eyes just open and I was just like wide awake again, like just being like, holy crap. Because it's like, I mean, it is intimidating because especially me, I have like, you know, I don't know anything about child care or baby care, and it's just like I'm gonna be in the trenches learning all this stuff.
He was telling me, he's like, how do I even know what to do? And I was like, you'll learn, like I'll teach you how to do stuff.
Yeah, like today we
the other day I had him the other day I took apart a bottle and had him practice putting it together, because like that's just the stuff that like men don't think about. It's like, do you know how to actually put a diaper on a baby? Do you know how to put a bottle together? So just stuff like that.
But, and then today we were like making our bed and Kaylee made the point that we're probably gonna have to switch sides of the bed because the bassinet fits better on my side of the bed. And she was like, unless you want to have it on your side of the bed and sleep there. And I was like, I'm not trying to say that you have to do everything, but I'm like, in the middle of the night, if the baby's freaking out, I do not trust my abilities better than yours to figure out what's going on. Yeah. So I was like, we'll probably just switch sides for a little
bit. Well, probably, like I said, especially when he's like, when we're first adjusting, like in those first couple weeks when he's not working, we'll probably rotate, you know, middle of the night stuff. And honestly, the first, I've heard from people, the first few nights, you're doing everything together because you both don't know what you're doing. So you're both kind of getting up with the baby anyways. But once we kind of figure out, like,
I mean, if the baby's freaking out, it doesn't matter what side of the bed I'm on, we're both going to wake up.
Yeah, so the first week or so, we'll probably both be up with her every time she's awake because we won't be going to work anyways. But once Skylar starts going back to work, like, I will probably be taking her, you know, taking her out of the room at least a little bit. And that's just because I'll have more time to rest during the day and I can sit on the couch and watch TV versus instead of going to work. But then once I go back to work after those first 6 weeks of, you know, recovery and I go back, we'll probably, I think what most people have done that we've known is usually the husband will stay up later, which Skylar does anyways. He's usually up till 1 o'clock in the morning on most nights anyway. So he'll just, you know, stay up with her, feed her a bottle, like around that time when he would go to bed, then put her in the bed. And then when she gets up, you know, at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, I'll get up with her. And then that's really the only other middle of the night feeding she'll have. So we're kind of just going to figure it out. But those first 2 weeks are going to be rough, and at least we'll have Christmas vibes in the house.
Yeah.
We can use our favorite Christmas mugs and put on a Christmas song or something. I don't know. We'll see. But
yeah, and one thing, like, as far as when it comes to middle of the night stuff, I feel like one thing I want to be mindful of is I'm like, when I go to sleep, it's like if you wake me up unexpectedly, like sometimes I'm like super cranky when I get woken up out of nowhere. I said super. I didn't like sugarcoat it. So I'm trying to like, I got to make sure I'm mindful of like when she cries or whatever. And if like I get woken up or I have to get up, but like I need to like not be angry about it. Like
you
I'm really trying
to
mentally prepare
to have
that.
Your sleep interrupted for the next like year.
Yeah, so I'm just because like actually. I mean sometimes like Kaylee can like wake me up in the morning if she was getting ready for work, and like it's not like I mean to be mean, but like my just initial like my brain comes on and it's just like, why the heck are you waking me up? Like
no, last night I was tossing and turning in the bed like a rotisserie chicken because I could not get comfortable, and the baby was kicking, and he literally goes, I'm about to just go sleep in the guest room, why are you not asleep, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, like, you're talking to the pregnant person. You better chill out. I kind of snapped back at him. I was like, you better calm down.
I did not say I was going to go sleep. I just woke up.
You said this morning you were going to go sleep in the guest room.
Yeah, I said this morning. But last night I just said, why are you moving so much?
You got all snappy. You were like, every time I'm about to be asleep, you move around. I'm like, okay, sorry. And what about it?
Also, we don't have a guest room anymore. So I was
going
to sleep on the
couch. Yeah, so what guest room were you going to go sleep in?
I said the couch.
Oh, okay. You said guest room this morning. You could have been sleeping in Gemma's crib, I guess, because literally it was. But yeah, he just does not. Kind of like the day we found out we were pregnant, he was told at 4:30 in the morning, and he was literally rude about it. And I was so mad the whole day. And when he came home from work that night, I was literally crying in our dining room because he had not had a good reaction to me telling him I was pregnant. But that's because Skylar is not a morning person literally at all, which I'm not really either.
I mean, I can wake up at like a normal time, like 7, 8, whatever, and I'm fine. It's just like being woken up suddenly, like really early in the morning.
That's anybody.
Yeah, I just do not react well at all.
You're just going to have to be prepared. Like, our sleep is going to be interrupted for the next good chunk of our life. So it is what it is. And I think that's part of like, as new parents, you learn to like sleep when you can. And like when you wake up, it's whatever. And you go back to sleep and it's fine. Like, so
my heart just might blow up from the amount of caffeine I drink, but
yeah,
it'll
literally.
Be fine.
I've heard people saying that, like, you know, postpartum tired is like so much better and easier than pregnancy tired, because like being pregnant, it's like I can't just go grab a Red Bull or a coffee anytime I'm tired. Like I have to like, okay, I've already had a coffee today, so now I can't have any more. Like at least if I'm, you know, up three times in the middle of the night with an infant, I can sit there and drink caffeine literally all day if I have to stay awake after that.
It was funny because, like, one of my friends recommended to me, he was like, oh, like, cut out. He's like, I cut out meat, and, like, I feel a lot better. Like, if you cut out meat and eat more of, like, a grain-based and, like, vegetables and fruit-based diet, like, you can kind of get more natural energy. And I was like, oh, I'm like way ahead of you because Kaylee doesn't eat meat. So I've been on that diet for, like, years.
But, yeah, it's just, we're kind of just, at this point, I think I am more mentally ready than I was a few weeks ago. Would you say the same?
Or, yeah, I think so.
I think I'm just kind of like, at this point, I don't want to rush her to be here, but I feel ready.
Waiting for you to get to the point where you're like, okay, like,
get out. I'm not there yet, but I feel like I'm ready for her. Anytime she wants to come, I'm excited and I'm ready to meet her. But I'm also just like, you know, chilling at this point. I would like to have my birthday at least, and maybe up until Thanksgiving to be with myself. But, I feel a lot less anxious. I was getting really anxious about, when was that? Like, I think it was the week we didn't record, like 2 weeks ago. I was starting to get really anxious about just giving birth and all of that in general. And I felt really unready and like disorganized. And so once I kind of bought everything that I needed to buy for like aftercare and for the hospital, like I've started to feel a lot better. And I feel like I'm in a headspace where like I can almost like breathe. Like now I'm truly just like free of like having to do anything. And I'm just fully in like waiting mode now. Because I feel like literally today was like the final day of like preparing for the baby. We installed the car seats on, what was that, like Wednesday?
Yeah.
And that was like the last actual baby item we had to prep. So yeah, once tomorrow comes and I get the hospital bag packed, I'll be truly just sitting pretty until she gets here. So we'll see. I feel like my stomach just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and like sometimes look in the mirror and I still don't feel pregnant, but then I look it down and I'm like, oh my God. So
like I said the other day, I was like, I forgot what your regular stomach looked like.
Yeah,
now.
I genuinely like, unless I, even when I look at a picture of myself, I can't visualize it on my body. Like when I look in the mirror, all I see is a pregnant stomach. So I'm like, what's that going to look like? And I'm just curious to see like how much of my body, you know, because obviously within the first couple of weeks, you'll lose a lot of weight kind of at once just from having the baby. I'm kind of interested to see where my, like, once I lose the baby weight just from giving birth and I'm like after a few weeks and I'm chilling, what my starting position is going to be for getting my body back to kind of what it used to be. So that's the only thing I'm kind of like not even anxious about, is just like I'm interested to see like what that's going to be and like how much work I'm going to have to be putting in at the gym to.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I feel like it's kind of hard to tell like where you might have gained weight, because the belly just makes everything look smaller.
I literally was telling Skylar, like, and this is stupid, but like I was telling Skylar, I feel like my ass has gotten smaller because my stomach is so big, because when I look in the mirror all to the side, my boobs look small and my butt looks small compared to my stomach. So it's just like, but I don't think either of them have actually changed in size. But just like looking at my body in general, it's so disproportional that I can't really tell. And like a lot of people gain weight in like their legs and their arms when they're pregnant. And it's just like, I feel like I haven't, but it's also hard to tell because my stomach is just so big. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see.
But I think, do you want to wrap it up here?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all we have. I don't think we have really anything going on this week. Oh, our birthdays are this week.
Yeah, our birthdays.
So you want to talk about what you're doing for your birthday?
We're not really doing anything fancy. I just wanted to go get sushi because I don't really get it very often. And sadly, I have to get it up here where we live. So it probably won't be like the best sushi, but it'll be passable.
Yeah. And then for my birthday, which we both are supposed to work. He's supposed to work the night of his birthday and the night of my birthday. He got off for his birthday, and on my birthday, he's going to try to get off a little bit earlier so we can go out to eat and maybe go watch a movie. And then next Sunday, we are going to Nashville with my parents to do like a little walkthrough of like this frosty, ice sculpture thing in Nashville at Opryland. So we will be going to that, and we'll either record the podcast when we get back or we'll record it Monday night. But, I'm sure we'll have stuff to talk about from this week. So until then, we will talk to you guys later.
Yes. Oh, I wanted to add one thing too. It's like, I was worried about football season with you being pregnant and having the baby and like how much I was going to be able to like watch stuff, but it's okay because the Cowboys are so bad this year. It doesn't really bother me to not have full attention on a game. So yeah.
I think this year have watched one game.
I've watched them all, sadly.
Because they just, like, every time I even try to look at one, it's just, like, miserable. So,
yeah.
What's the point?
But we will see everyone next week, and we appreciate everyone who has been listening to our podcast regularly, and I hope you keep enjoying it. So, that's it.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.